Welcome back to Turning Hard Times to Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor. Really pleased to have with me once again John Watson. He's the chairman and CEO of NV Gold Corp. And John is a veteran in the mining industry. He's a geologist, well-known in Nevada. Was the president and CEO of Horizon Gold Corporation. It's a name I remember years ago, for sure. But very well-known, very well-regarded, and a lot of experience as an exploration geologist. So thanks for joining me again, John.
Thank you, Jay. It's good to be here.
It's good to be here. Yes, it's good to be where you are. Tell us where you are.
I had a short trip to Hawaii, and so I'm actually there today, and I'll be here for another couple days.
All right.
Not long enough.
Well, life's a beach, as they say.
Indeed.
Well, you've deserved it. You've earned it. You've worked hard over the years, that's for sure. And so we'd like to catch up with the latest on NV Gold. I should tell our listeners it's NVX on the Toronto. You can buy it down here in the U.S. as I have under NVGLF. I believe that's the right symbol. 80 million shares, more or less. 13.5 cents Canadian earlier today. Well, that's a market cap of around 11 million Canadian money. So really a cheap stock. Cheap stock is, all, of course, it's all relative, and so we want to find out what the prospects are, John. And I know that, you know, since our last view, there have been several news releases regarding ongoing field work. Perhaps bring our listeners up to date on what's happened since we last spoke a couple of months ago.
Absolutely. Just as before I answer that, I just wanted to compliment the previous part of the show, both your lead-in and Mike's comments as well. I think that with the things that are going on right now in North America and around the world, there are some huge dangers that are in front of us, and you distilled it extremely well. The younger guys that are out there right now are not paying attention to history, and us older guys, I'm quite a bit younger than you are, maybe 3 years, but it's really kind of frightening to watch what I'm seeing. Gold and silver are going to be the place to be, and soon. Okay, so
yeah.
I'll start, and I will answer the update questions.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
The additional groundwork that we did at Slumber in the last 6 months or so is really helped us further understand the gold system that we discovered with our two small programs that we have done in the past 18 months. And as I've pointed out, Slumber is a concealed target, meaning that it doesn't just stick up out of the ground and say, come drill me. It requires a number of additional steps in order to make a discovery. These kind of projects require a lot of adding up of clues, and those clues are usually only minimally expressed, so you kind of have to go around and solve the puzzle. Mm-hmm. There's very little outcrop to work with at Slumber, so the groundwork takes a lot of time. The drilling that we've already done can be used to help us see the three-dimensional picture, and the geophysics that we did brings the story into focus, and then the follow-up on the ground, boots-on-the-ground type work really helps us see a very good target, maybe a really, really good target, and that's what we're planning on drilling coming up in less than a month. I would expect that we'll see a drill turning there by the middle of October, maybe a little bit later, and it'll be about a 1,000-meter program in three holes, and these will be maybe 300-meter holes. The target is a little shallower up there than what we were looking for a little further south. We're looking for essentially the throat of a volcanic vent.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool stuff. Okay, so once Slumber is completed, we'll move the drill south to Discovery Bay. Now, Discovery Bay is a much earlier project. It's also a concealed target. And our program is the maiden drilling on the property, the modern maiden drilling anyway. The holes in this program are more of an investigational type program. Since there's post-mineral cover, the holes are assessing alteration, geochemical zonation, and will help us develop the vectors for our future work. It's an initial look under the valley cover. So we're sort of lifting up the skirt and looking underneath.
A little bit of scouting.
Historical holes. A little scouting, exactly. And there's a couple of historical holes on this large property, so it's really, really early. And we can see from some historical gravity work that there is abundant structural preparation. Now, this property, as I think we've pointed out before, is about 8 miles from southeast of Cove McCoy. In the same structural trend, the structural preparation is exceptionally good from what we can see in the geophysics. So we're permitting a four-hole program. And again, it'll total up about 1,000 meters, maybe a little bit more. And at this stage, we would measure success by discovering good alteration halo and strong trace element signature, meaning arsenic, antimony, you know, that suite where it tells you that you are in the neighborhood of a big gold system. If you have gold included in it, all the better, but that's not absolutely required. So the expectations that we have are is that we're going to see alteration, we're going to see decalcification, we're going to see elevated trace elements. And if we do that, it's a really successful program because it's a huge area. It's not something that you would expect to gut shot an ore body or anything like that. This is part of the hard work that you have to do to make one of those big discoveries. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to be taken over like that thing you announced earlier. That's the sort of thing that we're shooting for. Okay. So then the next program after that, and I'm going to get to how this is all happening in a minute. The next program will be a Tick Handle, which is several miles, maybe 20 miles south of Discovery Bay. And it's a very similar project, much with the same approach. There's been no historical drilling there, and there's been a modest amount of outcrop that we could look at. And our mapping and sampling has been really encouraging. Again, very early stage, so our expectations are very cautious. It'll be a short program, similar size maybe, and it'll clarify both structure, stratigraphy, and alteration. So those are the three things that are teed up right now.
All right. So that's early days, obviously. But again, you know, for most people that don't follow the press releases closely, unless they see some eye-popping gold intervals, a lot of times they're not really getting that what a successful drill program is. And I think that's, you know, experienced geologists like yourself, Quentin Henning is very good. A lot of people we have on help lay people understand, you know, when you're starting to smell or see what you need to see leading up to a system, that's very important. Now, these are, I suppose, orogenic, deep-seated. The origins are very deep, I suppose. These are all three of these that you've talked about.
Actually, Discovery Bay has multiple components. And one of those components, there's some Triassic sediments that are exposed in the nearby hills there. So we think that there is a window into the sediments there, and that would make it tending a bit toward a Carlin system. And so we'll have multiple objectives there. That is an extremely promising property, and it's huge. When we finish our claim staking out there, it'll probably be, I don't know, 4 or 5 square kilometers, maybe more.
So currently, are you drilling anything now, or you will be? I guess that's what you're saying. You'll start out drilling at Slumber by mid October,
and then
so you have drill. I think drill. It's been difficult getting drill rigs and other equipment. Are you able these days? A lot of competition.
Yeah, and I'll touch on it. I'll touch on that a little further along when I'll get the stage set on it. Let's talk a little bit about Sandy. I've had a number of phone calls in the last couple of weeks about Sandy. Well, what's happening with Sandy? Well, it took us some time to get an IP program set up at Sandy. It's a huge block of mineralized rock. So it's mostly covered, and the outcrop that you do have is not terribly helpful. Mm-hmm. And it, like everything in our business right now, it's extremely difficult to get contractors on site. Mm-hmm. They've been backed up from last year's COVID interruptions. They have staff issues. And we would have liked to have had this IP work to assist the program that we want to do, but we had, because we did have some considerable success earlier in this year with what we had. Mm-hmm. But the IP work now is a focusing mechanism, and it's been explained in much more detail in the press release that came out today. So if you haven't seen it, I encourage everyone to go to the website and have a look at it. Mm-hmm. There's a very good target that's been identified by the work that we've done in the past, and it correlates well with several of our drill holes from Q1. The next drilling will test this target and should be undertaken early in Q1 of 2022. Mm-hmm. So 3 months or so. There are several other projects that are going to be in front of that. But given that it builds on some successful intercepts that we already have, the potential for discovery at Sandy is increasingly good. We're pretty excited about it. The mm-hmm. Sandy Gold System is very large, very robust, and it resides in a promising neighborhood with, you know, the likes of Comstock and Hercules. So watch for more news on Sandy.
We certainly will. All right, so just a few minutes left here yet. Tell our listeners why, you know, I mean, this is a very crowded market, as you know. There's so many names out there, so many little junior mining companies that are trying to find something big. How would you distinguish NV Gold from so many others?
Well, all right, let's take a look at the sort of the asset inventory that we have. We're going to be drilling on several projects in short order. We do have equipment that's lined up. We have 20-plus properties in our stable, some of which are very active. Others are looking for JVs and leases and so forth. Mm-hmm. We have abundant experience in Nevada. Mm-hmm. We have sufficient financing to fund our upcoming programs without doing any more dilution, and we'll be generating quite a bit of news in the next two quarters. 3 to 6 projects will be very active over the next 12 months, including two that will be undertaking second or third stage drilling, Slumber and Sandy, and two or three more that will have initial drilling programs. So I'll give you 6 reasons why we should be among the top tier of junior exploration companies. We have highly experienced management. We have over 150 years among the brain trust here. Mm-hmm. We have a good cash position, $3 million or so Canadian, which is good for the next 12 months of our work. Our property pipeline, which includes the generation of new ones and exploration of existing ones, we have multiple geologic environments and a variety of target types. So exploration is a numbers game. You've got to kiss a lot of frogs to find the prince. Our share structure is just under 80 million shares, and it's tight for a 12-year-old company. Mm-hmm. Our management is well invested in the company with participation in multiple private placements starting from day one. I've mentioned before that I personally have a pretty significant cash investment in NV Gold. I have participated mm-hmm. in the majority of all the private placements that have been done in the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. We're having an exciting year with a lot of success and a lot of work that's been completed with a full plate in front of us. We will be a very busy company. We anticipate completing at least 3 drill programs on 3 separate projects before the end of 2021, and shortly after that, we'll have more. The first will be at Slumber, and it'll be starting in the next 2 to 4 weeks. And sum it all up, our value premise is our priority is money in the ground, not on promotion, and our people mm-hmm. have the experience to make that money count, mm-hmm. and discovery is our goal.
Well, and if you discover, I would say your 8 million U.S. market cap right now could very easily be tenfold. I'm not promising anything. Nobody can. Nobody knows, but for sure, you know, it's hard to find companies with your kind of experience and the kind of assets that you have at this price these days. So I think it's really something people need to keep an eye on and watch for those indicator minerals when you're first drill hole. And if you start to see what you want to see, then maybe put a little more money into the deal. That's the way I play it anyway. John, it's really good having you. Any one last quick thought, perhaps, because we are really out of time.
Understood. It's exciting times. I think that both the upcoming market, the promise of the gold market, and hopefully the support that the equities market will get looks very good right now. It's all the indicators are telling us where this is going to go. And our little company is stable, experienced, and I think you'll see a lot of good news coming from us in the next 3 to 6 months.
Excellent. Well, thank you, John, for being with us, and we'll look to keep up with you as soon as you start to have some more news. We'll certainly let our listeners know. Thank you so much.